Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is October 9th, 2012.
This is episode 449.
I don't know if you guys can tell a difference, but we can definitely tell a difference in the sound quality because we actually took the advice of, who was it, Adam or Daniel? Which one was it?
Probably both. But Daniel gets all the credit, so we might as well give him the credit anyway.
You know.
And that would be...
Because next year he's going to be totally sexy.
That's right. That would
and
be,
you're going to do him.
And for those of you who
with
like...
With a three-way kiss.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
Oh.
Oh,
shit.
Who the fuck we're talking about?
Oh. Not again.
Remember that good audio we were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Ruined. Anyway, they're Adam and...
What?
We just gave him the credit.
Yeah.
I'm like, dubious intent plus
yes.
is where they're from. Daniel.
So, yeah, we removed the soundboard. I can't think today. The soundboard from the table onto a box
on
a chair, which is totally awesome. It looks cool.
It's ghetto rigged.
It's ghetto, but whatever.
And
you're
asking,
can see this.
Why does that make the sound better? It doesn't. It's just the fact that it's no longer on the table where our mics and computers are.
Pick it
and
up
you can
shit.
Hear it. Because normally you hear like a little something.
And the fan and that kind of stuff, yeah.
Excuse me. Let's see. What do we got talked about today?
Well, we should probably tell people to go nominate.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We need to do that. Go nominate us at podcastawards.com. We'd really appreciate it. I've tried to hold off on the posting of it a little bit because I know it can be aggravating. But we need you to do it.
Fucking do it.
People barely look at our Facebook page according to the weekly status emails that we get. So maybe on Twitter they get annoyed, but on Facebook you can't be getting
right,
annoyed.
Because we don't post there that often, but also
but even
today
do,
I got a little bitchy on the Facebook page.
But even if we do four people, like it tells you, what is your reach? Mm-hmm. And you're like, four people saw
right.
your page
I mean,
this week.
So
that's mostly our fault though.
Well, yeah, kind of our fault, but that has, on the next show, I have something to discuss, and it kind of involves this situation.
Uh-oh.
So,
stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for the next show, if there's ever one again.
So there's a
ever.
Cliffhanger for you to bitch?
Yeah.
Nice.
No.
Actually, it would probably be more of a gift for us, actually.
Bitch and a gift.
Mm-hmm. So, are y'all drinking alcohol?
Hell yeah, we are.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I thought it smelled wine or something. What are you drinking?
He's drinking soju and...
Soju and Diet Pepsi Lime.
Oh, that's the rice vodka. Liquor, right?
Can I though taste we it? Did, though we did learn while watching...
some of them are made from potatoes.
Yeah.
Can I taste it?
Learning from Chef Ming that most modern sojus are made from other starches like...
Oh, you really can't taste
potatoes.
It.
Okay, you're drinking out of this like, I know my shit and I'm...
Slush, no, I wanted to smell it because I've never...
No, it's like drinking vodka, but you can't taste it. I don't think it changes the
taste
at all.
Out of my Captain America glass.
Which I didn't even notice that because whatever, you know.
I'm have very little alcohol in mine, but I'm just drinking an Arnold Palmer from the leftover stuff. And I put,
oh, okay.
And I... topped it with just little peach schnapps.
Oh, okay. I'm having Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Because I'm driving. I can't really
yeah.
drink or whatever. What's that?
Oh, nothing. Stop
what is it a game?
What are you pointing at?
It was on his iPad.
Might be a game.
No, it's not a game.
Might be a game. I don't know.
It's something.
Go ahead.
It's something for the show, possibly.
When
the need occurs.
Sound clips.
Nope.
Possibly.
So, I have a question.
What?
Have you, Waylon...
Oh, what the fuck? Where is this coming
looked
from,
looked online for a microphone.
Oh my.
No, I have not.
I like that. That's going to be the best part of the show, probably.
No, I have not, because you are not a priority to me right now.
And but what about Ricky, our listeners?
Listen to this, Ricky. I've already been talking to a Mr. Daniel Brewer about stuff, so I'm taking care of it.
First of all, yeah, he's doing all the research. Because
back off.
Because life is getting in the way.
Excuse me.
Did you also notice?
In your shawl.
I said, did you also notice that Bradley is just not recording today? He is recording in a big fuzzy blanket that makes him look like that he's being wrapped around six alpacas.
I was inspired by Christopher from Project Runway.
I haven't even watched it this season. I kind of lost
Touch
with that.
They just got down to the ones for
final five.
Oh, okay.
Final four. Five. Final four for whatever the fuck it's called. Fashion Week.
All right, so what I want to start off with. Oh, yeah, Podcast Awards, go nominate us. It'd be great. So I don't know if have we talked about this on the show that we're all watching Downton Abbey?
We mentioned it because you were behind and we thought that you were current. And
right. Well, I started watching the new season. I watched the first episode. The other two are going to be streamed. Mm-hmm. But Josh came over last night and we were watching the Christmas episode and then we watched the first episode of the new season. I didn't think it was possible, but Josh literally, I think he cried probably more than maybe 50% of the Christmas episode.
Nice.
Every time he sees...
Remind me what happened in the Christmas episode.
That's when Mr. Bates... When she goes to visit Mr. Bateson. I don't know. Should we talk about it? Some people haven't seen it.
Well, you can hint.
First of all,
is it okay?
It is not a spoiler when that second season, there's been like a half a year, months before a new season. Okay. Now, if you start talking about the last episode that aired, which you were not near, then maybe.
Right.
But we're past spoiler at this point.
So the Christmas episode is where they had the Christmas gift sharing for the servants and Anna no longer is with her fiance. No, not Anna. Mary. And then she broke it off with her asshole fiance, which he was totally riding my fucking nerves. And that's also when
Cousin Matthew.
Matthew asked to marry her. But he was like, he always cries during Anna's and John Bates scenes. No matter what, he always cries. And then he also cried when, what's going on?
Don't talk more about him.
He cried when What's-Her-Face died or the Black Plague or the Spanish Flu. And he also cried when Sybil came home.
So he also cried. So he's emotional.
Yeah.
And he got scared.
This was all in one episode though, right?
Pretty much, and yeah. the second.
And didn't he also... since I kind of basically ignored you all when you were at my house watching a movie, wasn't he also really scared by the Nazi zombies?
Yes, and he refused to walk home by himself.
That's hilarious.
Which I cannot wait until we watch The Strangers.
They watched Dead Snow. They watched Dead Snow for the Horror Fest.
This last Sunday's movie was Dead Snow. And set
the movie up.
And part of it, I guess the movie first. It's a Norwegian film, which I could go off on something that IFC did, the International Film Channel. When they made the DVD, of course, it's fucking subbed.
No.
It wasn't. You had to read.
It was subtitled.
It was
yes! subtitled. That's why, well, of course, because your situation with your college friend
we haven't got that far yet. But no, it was...
Sorry.
There was nothing rude about that. You're taking it that way because you're in your shaw of discontent. The cry. Oh. Basically,
people are gonna hate us, and I'm gonna love it.
We've become that show.
Are these all Halloween things?
No,
okay.
No. There are so many random ones on this soundboard that some of them you're like,
is that illegal? Is that a song?
No, it's on a
okay.
Thing. Here.
Anyway, I did not know that this. I think maybe there's a version where it's subbed and maybe it has both.
Or maybe it is on, yeah,
I'm, both, maybe. Because I was pissed when it first came out. You could not find the subbed. You had to watch it dubbed. And I'm like, I'm not stupid. I'm glad that you had to read. But anyway, it's a Norwegian film about a group of people who go to this cabin. And basically, let's just say it's about Nazi zombies. Mm-hmm. And these zombies that this Norwegian town, they were kind of rampaging it and then all died. And then it's kind of like the Leprechaun, that if you take his gold, he's going to come after you. Mm-hmm. If you steal the zombies' loot, they come after you. And people die very...
awesome.
In very humorous ways.
Yeah.
So I do strongly suggest watching it. It's a stupid movie. It's purposely it's totally campy stupid. And funny.
Josh was scared.
But I will say, for a campy movie, it's very well made.
It's bloody too.
And bloody.
There's a lot of blood.
It's not like a super...
and a lot of intestines.
Yeah, it's not like it's campy as in badly made. Mm-hmm. It's campy as in story.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice. But yeah, Ricky came over with his normal friend, like with his normal group, like, well, the provider, mm-hmm. but then brought Josh and then another friend,
mm-hmm.
which was fun.
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Oh yeah, Mark.
And then Josh.
And there was George and Adam.
Oh, should we try to switch out your microphone, you think?
No, this is the same one I normally use. I don't know what the problem is tonight.
Okay. Maybe it's because of the cold air.
No, I opened the window because in case it was too humid in here, since we don't have heater air on.
Mm.
But because that's normally when it happened before, was when it got hot and the air conditioning wasn't on. And then we opened a window or turned the air conditioning on and it was fine. Anyway, George and Adam was great. And then all of a sudden, I see this strange head bouncing above George and Adam. They're coming down the hallway. And a friend of mine from college that I have not seen since graduation decided to come to a movie and brought his girlfriend. Though I talked to Lori and he thought they were engaged. So maybe they're engaged. I'm not quite sure. Facebook says in a relationship. So I basically ignored everyone in my house because there was someone that I hadn't seen in 11 years, 12 years. So we stood in the kitchen and talked while everyone watched a movie and Brad kind of went back and forth.
That's kind of crazy.
Trying to be a good host.
Oh. Has he lived here his whole life?
Yes, he's from the suburbs, and he lives in the suburbs.
So it's kind of crazy. It's the first time that he's seen you since you moved here. It seems like you guys would have connected or something before.
No, I went to school near Chicago, so there's a lot of people in the Chicago area, but he doesn't hang out with the theater people from that I sometimes, that you kind of met. He doesn't really hang out with any of those people.
Oh, okay.
For either personal and or no reason at all.
Or no reason at all is what he said. But that you couldn't hear because
it sucks that the microphone keeps going. Microphone.
I have a feeling I might be actually going out too, because that last bit, it was actually kind of going in and out while I was talking, which is new.
Well, it's going on 7 years old, so...
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Somebody's getting a little crazy.
I just was trying to scroll.
So are those like put in like subject or subject, like category?
No.
No.
They're just
so
named.
It's just random.
But you can add which ones are your favorite and only see the ones you've marked as favorite.
Oh, okay.
Which is what I've done.
So he's technically gone through and picked the ones that may be show worthy that possibly could be played.
And all those are show worthy? Wow. Open Gangnam Style. I don't get why that is so fucking popular.
Because the
K-pop.
Video is
it's
fantastic.
Retarded. It's retarded. It's why K-pop. Is it the number one song on iTunes?
It's awesome.
Because the video is fantastic.
It's and now he's doing like, did you see the video online where he's doing like the Beyonce's dance to Single Ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
first of all, Pentatonix just did an acapella version of
which
this
is
song,
great.
Which
by
is
the
great.
Way. It brought Waylon out of his funk that day.
I don't even know what Pentatonix is.
Yes, you do. It's that a cappella group from the Sing Off that we've made you and forced you to listen to before. The one that makes the electronic sounds
made you
with their mouth.
You. Yeah, every time I hear that, I'm like, this is so fucking stupid. This is
Sparta! Okay,
okay.
I think it's they Sparta. Work when they... When they
said,
make sense.
This is stupid. And I said, no, this is Sparta.
Got it.
Follow along.
So.
You got. Oh.
Sorry.
That's it was getting a little personal there. Was that like diary?
No, that was two girls, one cup.
Ooh.
Hey, which one?
So let me go here. All right. So Josh cries out on. Actually, he has cried on every episode of Downton Abbey since we've been watching it. And he was like, I didn't realize this was going to be so good.
We are only one episode behind, which we'll probably watch tonight.
They come out on Mondays?
No.
What is it? When does it come out?
I don't know when they come out. Well, they're available for us on our Apple TV on Sunday at least. We don't know if they come out any earlier or not.
If you do the iTunes, like you pay for it.
No, not doing it.
It's usually the next day.
Yeah, not doing that.
Whatever.
So
maybe Clout will give you a free subscription. So
maybe. The second thing you have here to talk about, it's kind of funny to walk to work into this. So first of all, we'll have an in on Bear Pride again because I'm a glutton for punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And I am now vice president of the Great Lake Bears.
Yay!
Yes. I will affect change, damn it. Now I know how it works.
Is there a debate? Or has that already happened?
No. It's really the election.
That's every meeting.
Yeah. Oh. The elections are more of who's shot. Who here wants to do something? And then we still have open opinion. Open
discussion.
Jobs. Mm-hmm. No, we have open jobs.
Oh, what's open?
Membership. Financial.
Treasure.
Yeah, treasure and something else.
Penis liquor?
Yes.
I think Josh would be perfect.
That's part of Bear
Pride.
There's
an abundance. Yeah. There's an abundance of people looking for that position.
Yeah. So anyway, we're at the bar for Bear Night, mm-hmm. and we're having Bradley had the conversation, and I just kind of come in and out of it because it mm-hmm. was hilarious, where they somehow started talking about porn, and they were talking about the 3D porn that we've yet to watch that we got from Pride 48 that we mm-hmm. can't wait to watch because it even came with glasses.
Well, I want to watch it.
No.
And
there's only two.
I have my own glasses.
Are they the red and black or red and blue ones?
I'm sure I have some like in a
we could let him
memory
borrow
box
it after we're done.
Have to go dig my time capsule.
The three of us are not watching a porn together.
We could talk about it.
No. We could.
We could do the
actually,
recording.
That may be a little fun since it's 3D. So mm-hmm. like when the penis comes flying out of the screen.
Wow! Or when the cum comes.
Yeah.
When the cum flings.
Catch it with
everywhere.
The mouth, Ricky. Ah! No. So anyway, they're talking about porn. I don't know what they were all talking about, but then mm-hmm. they've gotten somehow on a subject of how we think that a Charlie Chaplin themed porn would be fantastic and hilarious.
Yeah.
But
like
done,
silent film?
Yeah, but done in the style of a Charlie Chaplin film. Actually him, you know, with him like swinging his cane and like being like
oops, I accidentally got my dick in you.
Yeah, like oops, you know, like falling and tumbling and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. And during that conversation, we were talking about some websites that one of the people we were talking with likes to go to and his obsession with famous celebrity sex tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that they were all talking about was Hulk Hogan. Which
it was on
really
sex.com or something.
Interesting
or?
That I
did you watch it yet?
No,
we haven't either.
I'm nervous.
But it was interesting that you I saw you post yesterday or something like
it was this morning.
Yes, like Hulk Hogan has a sex tape. How did I miss that?
Right.
And I was like, oh, how odd. Twice in a week.
So it was described to me by our friend that was at the bar with us. Basically, he was like, so I think Hulk Hogan was with a hooker. And all of a sudden his phone rang during it. And he goes, side note, his dick is huge. His phone rang during it, and it was his daughter's song as his ringtone.
Ugh.
So he's like awkward point one, and then he goes, and I think that it was a son that was on his phone or that called him, and he answered, and then he gets back doing his business, he finishes, and then the hooker goes, okay, cool, you can walk yourself out, like just go and just leave.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But the whole tape hasn't been sent out yet, right? It's just a portion of it.
I don't know.
I think I read that it was only a portion of it, but
we have not done research.
The woman that is in it. Have you guys ever heard of Bubba the Love Sponge?
No.
He's a radio DJ in Tampa, like a huge, big one. He got like
literally fat or just
both.
Famous?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, with a name like Love Sponge.
Right.
It's kind of nasty.
So
Tampa, Florida.
He was like kicked off the air because he was doing like some cruelty to animal shit. Like he had a barbecue in a parking lot and had a live pig and killed it and all that shit and got kicked off the radio. Well, he came back and him and Hulk Hogan were like best friends. So the person that is in the film is Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
What?
He had let Hulk Hogan sleep with her. He didn't know that it was being filmed. Now Bubba and that lady, they're divorced. But now I'm like, okay.
She got nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Web swap. He took that show literal.
Let's say Josh actually dated someone that you found really hot. Or you were dating someone that Josh felt hot. Like, mm-hmm. really hot. Would you ever say, hey, Josh, yeah, it's okay. Go ahead and fuck my boyfriend.
No. Never.
Okay, would it be anyone else? Or because let me say, Josh is a whore. You never know going to catch. Just so that's not the Josh that you wouldn't. Would you let anyone that was like a really good friend?
I don't think so. Because I think if that, like, just in general, if your friend sleeps with your boyfriend, it's even more hurtful than if it was a complete stranger.
Oh, true. I would never allow you to sleep with Bradley.
Ew. Never. I wouldn't allow him to either.
Even if you've, like, you know, seen everything.
Uh-huh.
Never. And that would never be okay.
Well, I stopped myself. Did you hear me? I was going to say, first of all, but I wasn't going to say it because I'm working on it.
Working on it.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if you did not give me permission, like if it was just a side thing, it would still be total weird. No. I think you're wishful thinking of other people on the internet podcasts that think we're a whole threesome thing.
No, maybe not really. That's a hopeful because thing. I have to admit, I never think of them. I don't know them, nor do I
it's
care
a good, it's a good thing,
to know
actually,
them.
Probably. So.
Oh, by the way, one of your other Voldemorts on this show is pretty much every day, both on Twitter and Facebook, recommended for me to add as a friend.
Oh, really? You should add them.
Every day.
Add them.
On every account.
Not add them, but add them.
Yes.
Do
and
it.
I'm like,
thanks for distinguishing.
And sometimes I wonder if she knows who I am. So like, if I were to add it, would she really get it? And how long would it take?
I don't know.
Oh, stop. She's it.
There's so much desperation there that probably would.
Right,
yes.
right.
Y'all,
we have some phone calls.
Yes.
And since we do have some fabulous
we have a 5-star review too.
Sorry. Oh, and since we have, like, you know, 16,000 from one person, which are fabulous, do we want to split those up?
I think we should do the fabulous ones first, since they're the more related ones to the show.
But then you're choosing favorites, and we don't do that here.
Well, she is my favorite.
But what about the other people that called him before
Awkward
her?
Science.
They're my favorite.
Wait, first
as
of
well.
All, people don't know in what order that they called in.
Yeah, rude. You're gonna fuck it up.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're going to have to go back,
like,
in there.
People don't know.
I am not taking that out.
No, now you're going to have to go back. Oh, where is it?
You need a separate
Now
computer.
You're going to have to go back in there and just...
No.
Yeah, you need the raptor back. So anyway,
I used the raptor. I used... oh, yeah, we already talked about that. If you guys didn't get it, go back and listen to the episode of Lala, because it came out like the next day after an episode. So make sure you go back and listen. It was pretty good.
Do you have the 5-star review ready?
Yes, it is right here. Just let me...
What voice are you recent? Going to decide to read in today, since normally it's...
The James LeRoy.
Well, this is someone that we actually know very well.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to talk in their accent?
No, because I can't do that. I don't do voices, so I'll just read in my own. What?
You can read it in your acting voice, because it's...
What's my acting voice?
Where you actually sound like you're reading.
Do you want me
like
to read
this? Like, every
time
there's a skit or something, you're like, Josh cries at Downton Abbey. Hulk Hogan has a sex tape.
So I should be like on one of those tapes where that, like, you read the whole book then?
Not necessarily, because there's like, you also do kind of monotone. Like when we tried to do those outros and it took a while,
uh-huh.
be like, welcome to Foul Monkeys. Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. If you liked us, you can go to Facebook.com.
I try to be a little excited, but no, it's just not.
Be excited with this. Show us what Ricky reading excitedly is like.
Okay.
This is improv. Do it, Ricky. Come on.
So,
do it.
This is a 5-star review. Always funny and entertaining. By Michael Beaver.
Aww.
The Beavs.
Always love listening to these guys, though warning, don't listen while driving in treacherous conditions or while needing to be able to do... Hold on.
Just keep going with it. It wasn't bad.
But I got mixed up on my words.
You always do. It's part of who you are.
Don't listen. Fuck, now I can't talk. Don't listen while driving in treacherous condition.
Do you want me to do this?
No. Always love listening to these guys. Though, warning, don't listen while driving in treacherous conditions or while needing to be able to do something without laughing. Listening in the gym gets you lots of strange looks.
Tongues?
When you burst out laughing for seemingly no reason at all. See, now you I have a complex. I can't read now.
Whatever.
Michael, thank you for the 5-star review.
Sorry that I fucked it up.
Next time, please use smaller words.
Can we get some more? Don't use treacherous conditions next to each other, because that's hard.
What?
Just say dangerous conditions.
No.
We would really like some more 5-star reviews, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because the last one we received was October 2nd by Michael Bieber. And what's today's date? The 9th?
The 9th.
So it's been like a week.
How long was it before that?
Like
2 weeks?
8 days.
Actually, 2 weeks. The 20th. Of September. Yeah.
So get your shit together, people. We need it.
Get it.
You better work.
Get into it.
Oh, speaking about getting into it, our lady friend from over at Big Silly Homo called us about our last podcast.
Ring a ding. We've got a phone call.
Phone call.
Oh, fucking, I almost did it early and shit.
Well, hello, boys. Oh, it's Donna Sugars, darlings. I'm just calling in because I'm listening to your new episode, and you're talking about, as soon as I heard it, I paused so I can call. The hole, darling. The hole. Oh. Now, I'm not ashamed to say that I love me a porno. Straight, gay, I love a porno with a plot. Okay, girls? I love a plot. I love developing characters. I love backstories. I love random people that fill a scene, even though they're not even fucking. Oh, I love it. It's so good. The whole is fantastic, darlings. If you haven't seen it, get into it, okay? My favorite scene, I will tell you right off the bat, is when the guy is jacking off to the hetero magazine, and then the girl appears before him, and he's like flicking her nipples and shit, and then he realizes he's also fantasizing about the guy in the picture in the magazine, and then he comes, and the guy's jacking off while he's like teasing him, like, oh, it's so good. If you're into tacky plot gay pornos, darling, may I also recommend The Intern, darlings? It's like an Ugly Betty kind of spoof where this guy interns at a gay porn studio, and ooh, there's a secret. He's got a monster cock. Oh, it's so good. Oh, I love it so much. Kisses, darling. Bye.
She's like the aunt you always wanted and never can get rid of.
Right.
Well, no, we don't ever want to get rid of her, though.
Mm-mm.
Hold on.
That was hilarious, and I want to see the hole, and I want to see the interns.
The interns, yes. I'm telling you, Adam had very high things to say about the hole.
Is that a movie we could watch together?
I suppose that we're starting a new segment of Foul Monkeys Reviews Porn.
Listen to Foul Monkeys, watch porn.
Which other shows have done this, I know, but that would have to be a diarrhea monologue. Masturbatory monologue or something.
Which RC's been hinting around on Twitter. He's like, so where's the diarrhea monologue? Because every time a new show comes out, he's like, oh, I thought it was going to be a diarrhea monologue.
Shit happens.
I've been getting here on time. That's one reason.
Yes, that's true. And tonight we take down the recording equipment as soon as we're done recording, which means it takes effort to do one now. But no, we haven't need to do one. You know, really, that's just filler.
Yeah.
Right.
So you got three shows last week.
I know, three. That's like pretty three. Damn good.
And they weren't diarrhea monologues.
And they were all long as fuck.
Yeah.
Other people were like, they need to be longer. They need to be shorter.
Mm. Longer, shorter. Fuck you.
That's another reason why we got to talk next episode.
Leishin. Just Leishin.
So all right. So
Chode had a question, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're going to answer his question.
So we have two more calls from Donna.
No. I thought but we'll wait to this the next one.
I thought we decided to split them up. Are we not?
There's other calls besides hers, though.
Oh, okay. Well,
all right.
Donna did go on a...
tyrant.
Not a tirade. She...
I said tyrant.
I know. You did. It's a
tirade. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
I wasn't, know my words.
I wasn't going to go there until you verbally realized that you didn't do it right. But I love the fact that...
She's from Virginia.
I love the fact that, you know...
In Florida.
That she can't help herself when listening.
When listening is what he had said.
Because we have... Two more voicemails.
I don't want the listeners to miss anything you say.
Oh, my God. We have two more voicemails from the darling herself.
Miss Sugars.
Miss Sugars.
Oh, no, bitches. I'm a silent but deadly fart. Of all things that I've been called, and I've been called some vicious things, I have never, ever, ever been called a silent but deadly fart. Oh, that is, oh, shame on you, darlings. I might have to come out to Chicago and give all three of you spankings. Oh, bad boy.
I need to go back and listen to exactly what I said, but I don't think that I was necessarily describing her as the fart portion of that.
I was at work and I listened to that. I had to get away. I had to get up from my desk because I was laughing
because
so
of her
hard.
Voicemail.
Yes, and they're like, "What are you laughing at?" I was like, "Oh, I'm listening to a podcast."
Nothing.
So
and
good.
Then she calls one more time because she listened to the last show.
We had three episodes,
mm-hmm.
And so you know,
I think she was listening to the latest one. I think all that was from the latest one.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! You guys are talking about everything that I love. Okay. Oh, my God. I love it so much. You guys are saying that you like Elementary, which I love. Oh, my God. Yay, Lucy Liu. Anything that Lucy Liu's in, you have to watch, girls. Get into it. And Revolution is a cheap knockoff of a web series that happened. It was called Afterlife or Afterworld or something like that.
Girl, MySpace.
Years ago, that it's almost a verbatim knockoff, girls. So get into it. Kisses. Mwah. Bye.
I will say the thing that she was talking about, though, it kind of had this weird crossover, though, with The Rapture. Because,
yeah. Never heard
do you know
of
what
it.
I'm talking about? Because it was like, oh, and then people disappear, too, and now there's no electricity, and now civilization's gone back. It was cool. I liked watching it.
Sounds like The Stand.
It was a little, it was a little cartoon kind of thing that had, like, it was episodic where it had multiple episodes and things.
I also love the fact that Get Into It is both a negative and a positive. So she said that in that conversation and booked in two ways. One, get into it as in you better get on board, bitch, because this show's amazing.
Right.
And then get into it as how don't be a dumbass and like the show. It's awful. get into it, meaning... Heed my words. It is a multi-use vocabulary phrase.
That's our new... I think it's our new Foul Monkeys slogan. We're stealing it from her.
Yeah,
get into it.
Even though, isn't there...
We still give her props.
Don't you have a drag queen friend in town who says it or something very similar? I believe Felicity Metropolis posted get into it on almost most of her pictures and or post about her birthday.
You said about her birthdays? probably.
Yeah, it's funny, interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's not her.
It's two different areas
of
the world.
Not her phrase anyway.
It's not her phrase,
yeah, she stole it too. I remember.
Oh.
From Johnny McGovern, I believe. She's And she's not giving it back.
No.
Nor should she because it works.
Make it your own.
Twinsies.
Make it your own.
All right, so we're at the end of the show.
Okay.
We're going to end it and then we'll do another show and then we'll be done for the night.
There we go.
So, this is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
It ended weird. Make sure that you go nominate us
again,
at podcastawards.com.
I almost stopped to say that, but then you said, I'm like, no, what does end? We just will forget to say it again. Unlike the last time we recorded when we did the same exact thing where we end the show and then it's like, oh, here's another half hour.
Right. podcastawards.com. Vote for us in the general, People's Choice and GLBT. We'd really appreciate it. We want to fucking win. At least be nominated. All right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy again.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-4000.
0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching FoulMonkeys, Wayland Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
Okay, so we're testing the sound. Sorry.
Yeah, quit touching your mic.
I need to make this taller or something. So while you guys talk, I will do this.
Testing.
So we're testing.
Coughing.
Right into the microphone. Way to go.
You know how he was laughing so hard that he was coughing and almost passing out last time? That one made me a little dizzy.
Oh, let's see.
Oh, shit, fuck, cunt liquor.
It's starting to get chilly outside, huh?
Yeah, we finally had to close the windows. Yesterday.
Ours are still open.
Yesterday we closed the...
Well, our bedroom window was open for the longest time.
It got to almost 50 degrees or 59 in the house or so.
Mm-hmm.
We figured that was a little chilly.
Yeah, just a little too cold. The music? Too cold for us.
But it's also
trying to adjust our stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's also getting warmer.
Warmer, colder,
colder.
Whatever. Test this.
Okay, that seems to be coming through okay.
Testing, testing, testing.
Dear Chicago.